Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 86, verse 5. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Sooner or later, everything breaks down. Whether you're thinking of your health, car, bicycle, microwave, computer, vacuum cleaner, or heating system, all of them will one day encounter problems. In this psalm, David faces up to the fact that we all sin. It's not pleasant to admit, but we'd be crazy to suggest that it doesn't affect us. Of course, we may try to wriggle out of this by suggesting that our sins are not nearly as bad as other people's sins, but at the end of the day, we need to acknowledge that we are sinners, falling well short of God's standards. The Bible doesn't draw our attention to our sin in order to humiliate us or to encourage us to beat ourselves up. It shines the light on our sin in order to show us the remedy. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Sadly, we let God down each day through our self-centeredness. Our thoughts, words, and actions are all cheapened and spoilt through our preoccupation with ourselves. Because we're not entirely in tune with God, we fail to say and do many things that he would have wanted." The remedy for sin is truly amazing. God offers to wipe it out. He offers to forgive our sins. We are familiar with the fact that failings normally lead to penalties. If I fail to drive at an appropriate speed, or to park in the right place, I'm likely to get a penalty. And although we huff and puff, we know that that's what happens and we accept it. But what happens about the penalty for our sin? The Bible tells us that Jesus took that penalty upon himself through dying on the cross. He was perfect, so was able to take the weight of our failures upon himself and offer us forgiveness. God offers his forgiveness to us today. And as we face the facts, we all need to turn to him and receive his gift. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you regularly let God down? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we admit that we have failed you in thought, word, and deed, and we accept your generous gift of forgiveness. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.